Psalm 92. Brother A.L., you testifying or just standing? He's ahead of everybody. Let's all stand together. Amen. He could testify. I know he could. He talked about what the Lord has done. Amen. If you're able to, Psalm 92, we'll stand and read this. I'm not going to read the whole psalm. I'm going to read the first five verses and try to get these preached out this morning, if the Lord will help us. The Bible said it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works. Notice the exclamation point there. O Lord, how great are thy works. Exclamation point. I hated English. I hated doing English and language and grammar and all the rules of the amen, all that. I wasn't good at it. I hated it. Diagramming and trying to learn all those adjectives and adverbs and punctuations. Amen. But I do remember when I was coming through school, they said when there's an exclamation point, there's an excitement behind what has just been said. There's something, there's a passion and an emotion, amen, attached to an exclamation point. And the psalmist said, O Lord, how great are thy works, exclamation point. Amen. As though to say, I'm excited about them. I am passionate about them. I'm enthusiastic about what God is doing in my life. Amen. And thy thoughts are very deep. We leave off our reading there this morning. As we're making our way on Wednesday nights through the Psalms, felt like the Lord let us come back and hit on this morning. We've done that before through some of the Psalms, and we want to continue the thought where David said, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And so we are preaching from this Psalm on the goodness of gratefulness. The goodness of gratefulness. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, this morning, I love you with all my heart. Lord, I am grateful, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for, Lord, all the works that you've done. And, Lord, in our heart and in our soul, Lord, there's exclamation points everywhere today. Lord, at the remembrance of the things that our God has done, at the thoughts of the things our God is doing, and in the promises, Lord, that you've made concerning what we can expect in days to come. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, now you'd fill us, Lord, from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet with the power, Lord, of the Holy Ghost. Lord, an unction that goes beyond what we could work up. And Lord, I pray today you'd use our voice, use our life, and use the things you've given us in study, Lord, to be of help and an encouragement and a blessing to the people of God, Lord, that are in this place. Lord, I pray for a few moments, Lord, we'd settle in, Lord, about our responsibility, Lord, and the goodness of gratefulness from our life. Lord, I pray that we'd ponder this morning as we preach and hear, Lord, the things the psalmist is saying, Lord, anchor into these truths, and Lord, not just fulfill a duty, but Lord, to indeed be excited, Lord, and grateful and appreciative and thankful for what our God has done. And we'll thank you for what you do this morning. I pray for those that are here today, lost and undone. Lord, as we magnify how good our God is, and Lord, our responsibility to thank him, may you convict them and prick them in their soul and draw them unto the Savior. And we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I don't want to go over everything we went over on Wednesday night. Amen. But we do draw your attention to the heading of this psalm. There's no author that is given. We suspect ourselves in our study, it's likely that from the pen of David. But the psalmist here give an inscription to this psalm that it was for the Sabbath day. And so it's given a very specific setting, a day of worship, a time of corporate coming together and singing and fellowship and that of my friend, the holy day to the Jewish individual. And this psalm would be Shabbat. And the Old Testament Sabbath day, it's not equivalent to the same as our New Testament Lord's Day. Even in our own town this morning there is a group that is known as the Seventh-day Adventists. You'll see signs, lawn signs, throughout our town where they speak about honoring the Lord on the Sabbath day and worshiping on the Sabbath day. But may I remind you that since the resurrection, amen, the child of God no longer worships on the seventh day, but upon the first day of the week. And we can deal a lot with that. Thank God every Sunday, every Lord's Day, the children of God and the church of the Lord Jesus gathers in and gives acknowledgement to a risen Savior. Amen. John the Beloved said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Amen. The Lord's Day being the first day of the week. And what a day that is. A day of corporate worship. A day of coming together as the family of God and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And though this psalm is written for the Jewish individual on their Sabbath day, what an impact that it can have upon you and I for the Lord's Day, amen, and this holy day. Psalm 92 is a psalm of personal testimony. In verses 1 through 3, the psalmist speaks about what God has done for him personally. Amen, he ain't got a religion that's anchored into somebody else's. He's not hanging on to what God has done for others, but amen, gives personal testimony of what God has done for him. You'll find in this psalm in verses 4 through 11, there he is, in this psalm of providential triumph, how then this psalmist understands and identifies the enemies and foes of God and even of himself. But he is triumphing, he said in verse number 4, amen, we'll see Lord's will in a moment. He is triumphing through God's divine protection and sovereignty in his life. We see there's a placed trust in verse 12 through 15. As Brother Tim, the psalmist, looks way on down the road, and though he may be in a setting and situation of a battle and a time of warfare that is in his life now, he understands he is going to flourish. He is going to be planted. He is going to be blessed by God. Amen. He may not can even see some of those things in the moment, but he is placing his trust for days to come in the promises that God has made to his soul. In this psalm we have for the theme, I believe, that is found in verse number 1, a theme of thanksgiving. A theme of gratefulness and gratitude, of appreciation to the Lord for what He has done. In fact, the psalmist begins challenging and stirring our hearts today by drawing attention that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And so he settled upon that is a good thing. Amen. I'll run through the scriptures with you on Wednesday night. Amen. We understand in Romans 12, 1 and 2 that the will of God is good. Amen. We are to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We understand in 1 Timothy 3, 1, the work of God is good. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. Amen. In Jeremiah 6, 16, amen, God said that we was to stand and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And so the ways of God, we could say, are good. The way of God, the way of holiness, the way of godly living. Amen. The way of walking with the Lord in sweet communion. Oh, how good that really is in our text this morning of Psalm 92:1. We could say in light of the alliteration and the outline, amen, we see the worship of God is good. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And so this morning we're focused in upon this matter of the goodness of our gratefulness. Amen, to be good, a good thing, as the psalmist would indicate, that our gratefulness would be, means literally, and it is well-pleasing. It is well-pleasing. Give thanks unto the Lord. It's fruitful. It means this. I love this definition. It is morally correct. It is just morally correct to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. It means proper, something proper, appealing, or that is pleasant. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. When you study the word good in the sense in which it is used in this text, amen, it literally means good in the sense that it is the better of two alternatives. Amen, and we said on Wednesday night the two alternatives is, amen, either to give thanks unto the Lord or not to give thanks unto the Lord. And so it is the better of the two alternatives. Amen, to acknowledge the blessings of God upon your life. To acknowledge His position over you and that. To acknowledge He's in control, that He's on the throne. And thank God He's still being gracious to you and that. Amen, it is a better of the two alternatives. Amen, to lift our hands and from our hearts and our lips. Amen, to say, Lord, thank you. Amen, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Amen, because God commends it in many places of the Word of God. Amen, it's a good thing because good men, amen, in every age and dispensation have set that example to you and I. It's a good thing because our relations to God loudly call for it. It's a good thing because this part of worship is very delightful, cheering, and animated. Amen. It's not only well-pleasing and delightful to God. Amen. But how many days have we been down in the dumps? Amen. And began to meditate upon God's goodness and began to thank Him for His works in our life. Amen. Only to find that thankfulness to God became the delight of our soul as we worship Him and cheer and animation. Amen. It's a good thing in the sense that praise and thanksgiving is something that will be retained, that is done on earth, and my friend, is retained in heaven and throughout all eternity, one long glorious day. Amen. We will thank the Lord for all that He's done. Amen. We'll thank Him for being on the throne, and we'll thank Him, amen, for what He did to provide for you and that. Amen. As a means to make it to where He is. Amen. It is a good thing, the psalmist said, to give thanks unto the Lord. And so with that in mind, amen, we're preaching on the gratefulness, the goodness of gratefulness, or the goodness of, amen, being grateful. Amen. And so let me deal with verses 1 through 5 this morning for our first thought. And it simply is kind of the theme of the message, but I see in verses 1 through 5 the appreciation. The appreciation that is expressed in verses 1 through 5, the psalmist not only, amen, in my opinion and study, is declaring, motivating, and inspiring others to lay hold upon the thought it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, but he himself is expressing his appreciation. Amen, you see, he's not just expecting others to do it. He's not just leaning upon the excitement of others, but he himself knows it is a good thing for him how to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. He said, don't just say it, but sing it. Amen. He said there, he said, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. And so I am to speak my thanks, but amen, when Brother Jerry gets up and says, let's sing, on page number 120, Victory in Jesus, I am to sing that with a grateful heart. I am to sing that acknowledging the words in that song are true and in line with the Scripture and the work of God in my life. And I am to sing and say with appreciation, and Lord, I am thankful for what You've done. And so in this matter of appreciation, amen, of saying it and singing it, amen, I'll not spend too long on this first thought here, but in verse number 2, I see the timing of our appreciation. And I dealt with it not in the outline, but I dealt with it on Wednesday night. Amen, the timing of our appreciation. Amen, notice what the psalmist said. Amen, he said to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Amen, the psalmist just says thanks and gratefulness. Amen, is something that we ought to express in the morning. Amen, when the birds are barely having begun their song. When the sun is barely, my friend, been cast up upon the horizon and its rays cast upon your brow. Amen. In the morning time, my friend, before the dew has been, dried away. Amen. The psalmist said it's a good thing. Amen. To give thanks unto the Lord in the morning. Amen. Before the business of the day. Amen. Before the hustle and the bustle. Amen. The timing of our appreciation is, Lord, you got me through another night, and you woke me to face another day. And so, Lord, for your grace through the night in ways I do not even know, I must begin my day by saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The timing of our appreciation. He said, do it in the morning. And he said, here in thy faithfulness, every night. Amen. At the end of every day, amen, the child of God is to look back upon all they've been through, whether it be good or bad or a mixture of both. Amen. We are to look back upon the events of a day. And before you pillow your head at night, the psalmist said, amen, make sure you pause to be grateful. Amen, no matter, Brother Tim, if you busted your leg up. Amen, no matter if you've run a marathon, it doesn't matter. Amen, every night the psalmist said, amen, you ought to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen, in the morning and every night. In the morning and every night. Preacher, amen, when should I thank the Lord? When is it a good time to thank the Lord? A psalmist said, in the morning and every night. And the indication, Brother Jack, is said, amen, not just in the morning and every night, but in every hour in between. Amen, to be cognizant of the goodness of God. And that it is a good thing for you to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. The timing of our appreciation. He didn't just say on the good mornings. Amen. Oh no. Amen. Even on the days when you get out of the wrong side of the bed. Even on the days. Amen. Amen. It just feels like everything's falling apart. Amen. Not just in the nights when you look back and everything is just seemingly turned to gold in your life. But my friend, in the morning and every night and every hour in between, amen, the psalmist said that's a good time to be thankful to God. Amen. Verse 2, notice with me the themes of our appreciation. The themes of our appreciation he hits on too. I dare not try to say today these are the only two, but if these are the only two you got enough theme to praise God the rest of the days of your life. Amen. He didn't say thank him in the morning when, amen, you walk out in the driveway to a new car. He didn't say thank him every night and we had, hey man, you got a raise on the job that day. That ain't what he said. Hey man, you see, those monetary things are not the thing of our appreciation. And he hits on two things. He said, to show thy loving kindness. Hey man, what a word. What a thing to be thankful for in our relationship with God. Hey man, God's loving kindness. Hey man, not just his love and not just his kindness, but hey man, the psalmist said, because of thy loving kindness. Hey man, this indicates mercy. It indicates goodness. Obviously, it indicates love and acts of kindness. It is best understood from Psalm 136. Amen. Where the same Hebrew word is translated in your King James Bible. Amen. That of mercy 26 times. Amen. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Praise him on the cymbal and the harp, for his mercy endureth forever. And 26 times. Amen. The psalmist said, I tell you, amen, what makes my heart well up, amen, with gratitude to the Lord is when I think about how good he's been, how good he's been, how merciful he's been. When I think about the mercy of the Lord and his love and his acts of kindness, he don't owe me anything. I don't deserve anything. I've not merited anything even since I've been say, amen, to deserve anything from his hand is beyond my comprehension today. And yet in loving kindness, God has, my friend, been good to you and me. And that ought to be a theme of our appreciation in this day. Amen, amen. Too many times we focus in, amen, on how people have done us wrong and the hurts of life. I wonder what your life would look like today. Amen, if you just experienced the goodness of gratefulness. And my friend, make the theme of your life not the pains and the hurts and the betrayals you've been through. Had to look at a sovereign God and say, what a God thy loving kindness inspires me to appreciation. It was his loving kindness that sought you when you was lost in sin. Amen. It was his loving kindness that wooed you to himself. Amen. It was his loving kindness that, amen, kept you alive long enough in all your foolish days and your upbringing and your wicked activity. Amen. To bring you to a crossroads where, amen, you could be saved. It was his loving kindness. Amen. That, my friend, reached down and saved your hell-deserving soul. It was his loving kindness that secures you in aid for time and for eternity. It's his loving kindness that's brought us safe thus far. And thank God it'll be his loving kindness. And we stand on the banks of glory land, and look at him face to face, safe and sound, amen. All to his loving kindness, amen. All that men would praise the Lord today and be thankful for a fame of God's loving kindness. Amen. Not only his loving kindness, but he picks up on the theme of God's faithfulness. Thy loving kindness and thy faithfulness. Is God a faithful God? Can I go on record today and say, he has been absolutely 100% totally, amen, faithful in my life. Amen. I ain't always been faithful to him. I've watched others not be faithful to him. My friend, this morning can go on record and say, amen, I can praise him for his faithfulness every night. And you say, preacher, even on the bad days, and you see his faithfulness is not just something that can be acknowledged on the good days. When all hell assails, amen, when life feels like it's falling apart and you've lost your job, lost your health, lost your family, Amen. God's there, my friend, in the darkest hour of death. And every night, men and women can thank God for His faithfulness. Amen. Thankfulness, amen, means trustworthiness. And I tell you and I this morning again, God is a trustworthy God. Amen. It means firmness. Amen. When we think about God in this matter of the theme of our appreciation, amen, can I say thank Him because He's solid ground in a stinking sand? Amen. He's the rock you can build your life on. Amen. When everything around you feels like it's crumbling, amen, His faithfulness, it is. His firmness, His security, His fidelity. He ain't ever done me wrong. Amen. Even on the bad days, God ain't done me wrong. Amen. Job acknowledged that after having lost everything. Amen. He said, shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord and evil as well? Oh, no. Amen. Job said, I'll not curse God, death. Amen. I'll not take His name in vain. I'll not turn my back on Him now. Amen. He gave me all I had. It's His anyway. Amen. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about on the worst day a human being could have. Amen. Job lifted his hands and fell. Amen. For the theme of his thankfulness and appreciation, the faithfulness of God. Amen. Amen. You can cross-reference. Amen. Look with me. Look with me. You're in Psalm 92. Amen. Look at this. Just anchor this truth in the Scripture today. Amen. Psalm 89, verse number 1 and 2. We done preached through this. But He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Amen. With my mouth will I make known Thy faithfulness to all generations. David said, I got the psalmist here said, amen, Ethan the Ezrahite said, I've got something to say. And God has been faithful to me. He said, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt Thou establish in the very heavens. In other words, He said, Lord, even in Your creation, amen, we understand the sun gets up every morning and it sets every evening. Amen, the very creation in the heavens, that there is a night and there is a day. And one thing we can bank on, my friend, today, amen, was that the sun would get up in the morning. Amen. We count on that. Amen. We rest in that. Amen. We have faith in that. And you know who got it up? It wasn't Biden brought it up this morning. It wasn't some politician that brought it up. It wasn't you and it wasn't me that got it up today. Thank God there's a God in glory that commands the sun and the moon and the stars. Amen. He commands the planets in their orbit. And my friend, I'm telling you that the psalmist said, I look to the very heavens and am reminded that God is faithful to His own. Amen, amen. On this we in Psalm 89, in verse number 5, and the heavens shall praise Thy wonders, O Lord, Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Amen, I look around here today. Amen, we look around it, and your name may or may not be on the prayer list today. Amen. But if you've been around here long enough, it has in some time or another. And we look around and go, God's been faithful to him. And God's been faithful to her. Amen. And in the congregation of the saints, Brother Wayne, today, amen, God has a testimony. Amen. A thing for you and I to focus on. Amen. That He is worthy to be thanked. And it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. His faithfulness is everywhere around here. Amen. Notice with me Psalm 89 in verse 24. Amen. The psalmist said here, but this the Lord speaking, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him in my name. Shall his horn be exalted. In verse 33 he said, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him.
nor suffer my thankfulness to fail. And the Lord, if you remember in Psalm 89, there speaking of the covenant he made with David and his seed after him. And God said, if David's son one day down the road, and some of them did, and if they'll turn away from God and they'll go a different direction, the Lord said, I'll chasten thee up. I'll beat the ever-loving devil out of thee. I'll deal with them in wrath and in mine anger. But he said, oh, in all of that, amen, I will be faithful to my word. Amen, my faithfulness and my mercy, amen, will be their stay. And thank God, I'm glad when we mess up. I'm glad when we've done wrong and we strayed from the Lord. Amen. Oh, don't say you haven't. Amen. I'm sure there's been at least a day or two you drifted. And I'm glad God's faithfulness. Amen. Even when we're drifting, He remains a faithful God. He remains faithful to His promise. He remains faithful to His mercy. He remains faithful to His grace. And thank God today that we can praise Him for His faithfulness. The timing and the theme. Notice with me in verse number 3 quickly the thrust of our appreciation. Oh Lord, I gotta hurry. Amen. The thrust of our appreciation. You say, preacher, what in the world do you see in verse number 3? Amen. Notice with me. It's how I know that the Bible and the God of the Bible, amen, is a bluegrass, loving, stringed instrument playing God. Amen. Amen. Upon an instrument, 10 strings. Amen. Notice what he said. And upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. Now, I don't have time to run all the references and bring all this together. Amen, but you'll find this instrument of 10 strings, I believe, is seen, it's a little instrument, but amen, for practicality and for application today, I believe it can be a depiction of our very lives. Amen, you see on your hands, amen, unless you got lazy on a saw somewhere, you got 10 fingers. And on your feet, amen, you have 10 toes. Amen, and it speaks of our life from, amen, our toes to, amen, the very tips of our hands. Amen, what we do and where we go. Amen, it ought to be lived at being thankful unto the Lord. Amen, we ought to do it for God's glory. Amen, we ought to not only speak our thanks and to sing our thanks, but, amen, we are to live our lives being thankful. Amen. I don't want to get mean right here, so let me bump something and I'll move on. Amen. But you can say you're thankful all you want. Amen. But the proof is in the pudding. That, amen, the instrument of your life, amen, it ought to be played. It ought to be, amen, it ought to be trained whereby, amen, your life is lived with a life of appreciation. Amen. If we was really thankful, we wouldn't do some of the things we do. If we was really thankful, some people wouldn't go some of the places they go. Amen. Oh, I'm glad today. Amen. The thrust of our appreciation. Amen. The Lord has condemned lip service throughout the scripture. He's not interested in just hearing it, though He wants to hear it. Amen. He's not interested in us just singing about it, though He wants to hear us sing about it. Amen. Brother Sammy Allen said years ago, and it's as much a sin to sing a lie as it is to speak a lie. Amen. And so how do we line up? Amen. What we say is being thanks and sing is being thanks. Amen. It ought to line up with a life that is lived, amen, to please the Lord because we're thankful for what God has done. Amen. That'll change the way you talk. Amen. That'll make you willing to give up anything in your life. Amen. I've heard folk, my friends, say that God saved them and they was thankful, but they weren't going to get baptized, and they weren't going to be faithful to church, they weren't going to do this and that and on and on and on. My friend, the proof and the thrust of our appreciation, amen, ought to be seen in the way that we live a godly life. Ought to be willing to do whatever He's told us to do. Amen. The timing, the theme, we see the thrust. Amen. I got somewhere I want to get. In verse number 4, I see the triumph of our appreciation. Amen. I love verse number 4. For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy word. In other words, Lord, amen, when I look, now listen, amen, He ain't saying that, amen, all the work God's doing is easy and convenient and pleasant to what He's going through. Amen, He just said, when I pause to consider that God is at work in my life, good or bad, it makes me glad. Amen. Oh, what triumph. Amen. Notice what He said. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. Lord, the only victory, the only hope and victory I have is that my God is working in my life. Amen. The only way I win the battles I'm fighting is that God is at work in my life. The only thing that makes me joyful and causes me to be glad is to know that my God is interested in my life and that He's working in my life. Triumph. Triumph as a child of God considers and then commends the workings of God in his life through gratitude and appreciation. There is the receiving of gladness and triumph. The word glad means to brighten up. Amen. Can I put it in hillbilly terms? We'll understand. It means you'll lose that old sourpuss face you got. Means you won't be walking around chewing on saw briars and frowning all the time. Amen. He said it'll brighten me up when I think about the work of God. It brightens my face. It brings a gleam to my eye, a smile to my face. Amen. Even though my heart may be broken, even though the situation may be a sad situation, amen, there's something about trusting and knowing and acknowledging that God is working in my life that makes me glad. The word triumph means literally to shout. I ain't doing that now. Means to shout. He said, I will trust an unseen hand. It ain't the hand of Joseph's brothers that was laid upon it. Amen. That brought triumph in his life. It wasn't the hands of Potiphar that laid hold upon him and thrust him in the prison. It wasn't the hands of Pharaoh that lifted him out, but it was the unseen hand of God that Joseph said, I'll not be down in the mouth. I'll not be bitter. I'll not be, amen, cantankerous, hard to deal with. And I acknowledge my triumph comes from the work of God. This ain't saying anything. Amen. I done told you His loving kindness and faithfulness is everywhere. Amen. His hands that touch your life in loving kindness and faithfulness in so many ways. Amen. If you get your head out your problems. Amen. If you get your focus off. Amen. All that's going on around you and see the unseen hand. And God, my friend, has been there at every turn. He's been there through every mountain and every valley. Amen. The triumph that is in that to know that God is on our side. That God is interested in us. We can rise above any and everything that touches us. Triumph. Triumph. Amen. When's the last time you got to shouting? Looking around at what God has done.
Yeah, man, I'm not preaching down to you. I get down and trip over my lip too every now and then. Amen, that's just who we are, unfortunately. Amen, but I'm glad the Holy Ghost won't let me stay there. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, we can rejoice in the presence of our enemies. Amen, because of the triumph we have. Amen, in the works of God's hands, we can shout. We can rejoice. We can be glad. Amen, at what God is doing. Amen. Amen. Psalm 126 and in verse number 3. Amen. Let me read this to you real quick. Psalm 126, verse number 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. I see a lot of people who look sad. Not necessarily here, if the shoe fits. I meet a lot of people along life's way. My friend, they look sad. I've met a bunch that look mad. The psalmist said, amen. Lord, you've done great things for us, and it makes us glad. In Psalm 106, amen, I love this. I love this text in Psalm 106 and in verse 47 and 48. The psalmist said, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, amen, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, what on that a shout? Every now and then you ought to get so blessed. Amen. Maybe at a song and maybe in a sermon. Amen. Maybe riding down the road all by yourself. Amen. And you ought to lift your hands and say, amen, Lord, I bless you and I praise you and I thank you. And just, amen, start shouting aloud and show your gratefulness to the Lord. The triumph. The triumph. Boy, we need victory in these days. We're living in perilous times. Dangerous days. Amen. I don't know about y'all. I'm sick of COVID. Sick of hearing about it. Sick of everybody fighting. You wear a mask. Amen. Some of them you get yelled at. If you don't wear one, you get yelled at. Amen. If you get a vaccine, one crowd thinks you're stupid and just sheep. And then if you don't get one, they think you're some kind of rebel and insurrectionist. Everybody okay? I don't know about y'all. I'm tired of hearing about all of it. We need victory, man. We need victory, man. Amen. I tell you, listen to all that. You say, I got an opinion about it. I'm an expert. I listen to a 15-minute video on YouTube. Yeah, you're an expert. You're a big-time expert. I read on Google. That's your problem. Amen. People ain't been to medical school think they got doctorate degrees. Say, man, you ain't no doctor. Ain't no doctor. I don't pastor any doctors unless you is, amen, a closet doctor. I tell you, it just is depressing and defeating to hear the negativity all the time, all the time, all the time. Amen. I got my opinions about all of it too. Amen. And that's all I got's an opinion. It's an educated one. I think it's pretty smart. I think it's right. I think you're silly if you don't agree with me. Amen. But I really don't care. I ain't going to sit on some street corner screaming at people because they got a mask on. Them bunch of idiots in Franklin. Yeah. Amen. And I'm for what they're trying to push, but man, I mean, come on, dear God. I don't know how I'm getting off on all this. Screaming at people because they're wearing a mask. What a bunch of idiots. This bunch of CNN, MSNBC screaming about if you don't wear one. They're idiots too. You say, you think everybody's one. We are. We can't help it. We're human beings. We hear that all the time. And what I'm watching is even God's people are beat down with all the bad news. Man, I got too much going on in my own personal world and my own spiritual life and in my own family. I ain't got time to sit around debate and argue and fuss and fight about it. I'm going to do what I feel like doing, and if you don't like it, you'll have to get over it. And that's what you ought to do. Don't matter. Amen. And God's people's getting so bogged down they can't even function. They've lost their shout. We've lost our shout. When's the last time Calvary Baptist Tabernacle had an old-fashioned shouting service? Amen. Say, so whose fault is that? It's yours. Whose fault is that? It's mine. David said, now listen, this psalm is written. We don't know what the background is, but the indication is he's got some enemies in his life. He's got some battles that are going on. He said, I tell you what, right now, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I ain't got time to focus on Saul. I ain't got time to focus on Absalom. I ain't got time to dwell on Ahithophel. Lord, your work has made me glad. I will triumph. I will shout at the work of thy hands. He began to turn his eyes off of what he could say with the natural eye, amen, to what he, my friend, could only see with the eye of faith. Amen, amen. I didn't mean to bog down on all that. Amen. I make everybody mad, I guess, the way, amen, the way I'm preaching this morning. But the triumph of our appreciation, when we get thankful, we'll get our shout back. When we get thankful, we'll get our gladness back. When we get thankful, we'll be able, amen, to come into church and not, amen, be paranoid. Amen, friend, be bogged down. Amen, David said, I'm done with that. I'm over that. My gladness is not wrapped up in the enemies I face. And the victory I'm going to gain over them in an earthly realm. My gladness and my triumph is in knowing God's hands are on and in my life.
Hey.
Amen. Where's your shout at? Where's your joy at? I've got joy in my heart. I've got joy in my heart. Really? Really? Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You got joy and you got gratitude and you got thankfulness in there, it won't be long. Somebody be able to be around you long enough, it's going to come out. Triumph. Well, I'm not going to preach number five. I got a fifth one. You'll have to come back Wednesday. I tried to get five of them. I'm done. My chest hurts. I'm sweating. My belly's still growling. I'm done. But verse 5, we'll see Wednesday night. Brother Mo, we'll see on Wednesday night that there are the thoughts of our appreciation. Amen. And there's some people that take this verse and they make application, and it's good application. Where David talks about thy works and thy thoughts. They make it out about it's our thoughts about God. But it ain't our works for God that he's praising in the first part of verse 5. It's God's works in our life. And when he said, thy thoughts are very deep. Brother Tim, that is God's thoughts of us. David said, I ain't just thankful that what God does, I'm just thankful God thinks about me. And I can take that King James Bible and show you what God thinks of you. And I'll do that Wednesday, and you will be, unless you're providentially hindered, you'd be crazy to miss it. It'll help you. It'll get you some shout in your soul. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm done.